Welcome to this podcast about the Seldovia River and the Kenai Mountains in Alaska. The article is produced by CoastView, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Seldovia River drains a watershed of 16,980 acres. And flows generally northwest for 5 miles from Seldovia Lake in the Kenai Mountains to Seldovia Bay on the south shore of Kachemak Bay and Lower Cook Inlet, about 18 miles south-southwest of Homer and 3.6 miles south-southeast of Seldovia, Alaska. The name derives from the Russian word for herring and first appeared on charts referencing Seldovoy Point. It is attributed to Captain Ilarion Archimandritov, who was sent by Mikhail D. Tabenkov to survey Cook Inlet from 1848 to 1850 for the Russian-American Company. The Dena'ina name for the bay was Cheslachnu, according to the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey in 1883. Most of the Seldovia River watershed is underlain by rocks of the McHugh Complex. Southern Alaska consists of a complex amalgam of accreted terrains, including the Wrangellia composite terrain to the north, and the Chugach Prince William super terrain along the Gulf of Alaska coast. During much of the Mesozoic, these formed a magmatic arc and an accretionary wedge, respectively, above a circumpacific subduction zone. The Border Ranges fault runs along the axis of Kachemak Bay and marks the local boundary between the Wrangellia and Chugach Prince William super terrains. The Chugach terrain comprises two major units: the inland McHugh complex, exposed along the southern shore of Kachemak Bay, and the Valdez group, found along the outer coast and the perimeter of Prince William Sound. The McHugh complex underlying the Seldovia River watershed consists mainly of Greywackian conglomerate, with one notable igneous intrusion known as the Snow Prospect. This ultramafic body, meaning it contains rocks low in silica, is predominantly composed of dunite, with infrequent but locally abundant layers of chromatite. Ultramafic intrusions occur in at least 7 known locations within the McHugh complex. The best known are the Red Mountain and Claim Point ore bodies, which were historically mined. Dena'ina Athabascans inhabited both sides of the Cook Inlet shoreline and were the only Athabascans to live along saltwater. Those in Kachemak Bay adopted a maritime culture, likely through contact with the Aleutic Sugpiat of the outer coast. The Kachemak Bay Dena'ina hunted sea mammals from skin boats using harpoons while wearing waterproof parkas, but they also retained elements of their inland hunting traditions, distinguishing them from their Aleutic neighbors. An ethnic frontier existed near Seldovia between the Dena'ina and Aleutic. Little is known about the Aleutic-speaking people who occupied the southern coast of the Kenai Peninsula before European contact. They appear to have been distinct from, though linguistically related to, the Chugach Aleutic of Prince William Sound. In the Chugach dialect, their name means those who lived towards the open sea. Limited archaeological evidence suggests that their use of the outer coast intensified in more recent centuries. By the 1890s, their major coastal villages had been abandoned, and their descendants now live in Nunwalloc, Port Graham, and Seldovia. In 1787 or 1788, a Russian fur trading post called Alexandrovskaya was established in English Bay, present-day Nunwalloc, by hunting parties under Evstrati Delarov of the Shelikov-Golikov Company, a precursor to the Russian-American Company. The Russian Orthodox St. Nicholas Church in Seldovia was founded in 1820 and may have been built atop an earlier indigenous village site. In the late 1800s and early 1900s, Seldovia became an important port of call for deep water ships from Seattle. Passengers typically transferred to smaller shoal draft vessels to continue northward into Cook Inlet. Kachemak Bay exhibits biological productivity significantly higher than elsewhere in Lower Cook Inlet. Major marine mammals include harbor seals, harbor and doll porpoises, sea otters, sea lions, belugas, orcas, and larger whales such as minkes and humpbacks. Sea otters, eliminated from the area in the early 1900s, have only recently reestablished themselves, with an estimated population of about 6,000. Although Kachemak Bay lacks major salmon streams, 25 tributaries support anadromous fish runs. Pink and chum salmon occur in harvestable numbers, while coho runs are small and difficult to access. Chinook salmon return to some tributaries, but not in harvestable quantities. The Seldovia River supports all five species of Pacific salmon. Pink and chum are the most abundant spawners, followed by coho, with runs typically beginning around the 4th of July. Small natural returns of Chinook and sockeye also occur. To provide fishing opportunities in late May and June, hatchery-produced early-run Chinook salmon have been introduced in Halibut Cove Lagoon from 1974 through 2017, Homer Spit since 1984, and Seldovia Bay since 1987. Chinook and coho are stocked in Seldovia to ease pressure on local wild stocks. The first Chinook smolt were released in Seldovia Harbor in 1987 to establish a new sport fishery. This is a terminal harvest fishery. Fish are intended to be caught before spawning and do not reproduce at the stocking site. To produce an adult return of approximately 3,000 fish, the annual stocking goal through 26 was 105,000 early run Chinook smolt. As with other sites around Kachemak Bay and Cook Inlet, Seldovia's runs have declined since 28, mainly due to low survival of stocked fish caused by bird predation and unfavorable ocean conditions. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.